This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Unashamed and unafraid, 'cause I believe you mean it when you say, I am strong, beautiful, I am good enough. I belong after all, 'cause of what you've done. This is real, what I feel, no one made it up. I am loved. Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I just want to wish all of you a happy Valentine's Day. You know, it's right around the corner, right? And it's exciting, especially if you have that special sweetheart. But maybe, you know what? Maybe there's just someone that you can just share love with someone. There's somebody out there that could need a hug or a smile. So look for the opportunity to do that. And if you're, you know, feeling down because you don't have that special someone, chin up. You know, they're being prepared for you and you're being prepared for that person. It's going to happen in God's time. So we're just going to wait on the Lord, and he will provide what it is he wants us to have. And we're going to be content in that, aren't we? Yes, we are. Okay. So today, what am I talking about today? Today, I'm going to be talking about mistakes. I know, Valentine's Day mistakes, what? But yes, I'm going to talk about mistakes because we learn from them, don't we? No matter where you are in your life, I have found that when I look back on lessons learned or whatnot, it's those things that stand out the most are the things that I had to learn the most from. You know, it's like, ouch. You know, you kind of have these ouch moments. In business, being a businesswoman, I always say that every problem we have is an opportunity. But couldn't we say that personally also in our personal relationships? Every problem that comes our way, you know, if we have unforgiveness, if we have conflict, we can look at an opportunity for improvement. We look for an opportunity. And in business, I keep going back and forth because they're parallel lessons. Usually that's the way it is. And in business, we work more out of the head, you know, our brains, and we kind of think logically. And when we get into the relational part of life, we tend to think more with our hearts. At least women do, right? And I'm not trying to pinhole women versus men and gender this, but on the whole, it's the way we were created. So I will say that, you know, it's very interesting because I'm hoping in this radio presentation, in the message that the Lord is hopefully speaking through me, that I'm going to hit a nerve with both men and women, because I want to hit you where you are. I want the Lord to be able to speak to you where you are. And sometimes in business, I know that I can learn a lesson easier if you're focused on my intellect. If you're thinking about my intellect, you're thinking logically, oh, that makes sense, right? That makes sense. And then on the heart side, you're going, oh, wow, I understand what you're saying. I can feel what you're trying to, you know, portray right here. And so no matter what side you're on, you know, if you're in your head right now or you're in your heart, I want to be able to deliver this message to both of you. And so that's why I am saying that mistakes are a positive. You know, they seem like a negative, but they're really not. And it's all how you look at it. I was talking to a gentleman while I was preparing for this show today at the radio station, KKLA, I love this place. And I'm walking into the elevator, right? And it's really funny. I'm going to tell you a little backstory. I parked on the first floor. Now, we're creatures of habit. And this is a funny story of how I know I am definitely a creature of habit. You know, I get here. I don't even know how I got here. But, you know, the car just knows where to go, right? And I park. And I usually park on the fifth floor of the parking structure. And then I push one in the elevator, go down to the first floor, and then I walk across this lobby area, and then I get in another elevator in this huge, tall building for a Salem, and I push five, and I go back up. So I go 5 to 1, 1 to 5. Well, today, I parked on the first floor because it was this opening right in the very beginning, and I was driving a separate truck because my son took my car into the shop. Another story for another day. Anyway, so I parked on the first floor because I have this huge, long truck and had to find a place that could accommodate my big long truck. So I get in the elevator, the parking elevator, as I usually do, and I push one and it didn't go anywhere. And then I realized I was already on one. I know, laugh at me. It's okay. I laugh at myself. It makes life fun. Anyway, so that's my little funny story about creature of habit. And then I got into the Salem building, and I pushed the normal button 5, and this gentleman followed me into the elevator. And he pushed 8, which is the top floor. And I said, oh, wow, you're at the top. And I don't know this guy because I usually just strike up conversation. That's just me. And he goes, yeah. And I said, what do you mean, yeah? I mean, you're at the top of the building. That means you get the most beautiful view, right? He goes, yeah, but I have to, you know, wait for everybody to come in and go out. And I went, wow. I said, you know, it's all in how we look at things, isn't it? I said, I think it'd be exciting to be on the top floor because I get the best view. But he's looking at it as an inconvenience because he has to wait till people come and go. Now, isn't that true in anything in life? We have more than one way to look at anything. We have more than one way to look at a mistake, right? A mistake can be a burden. A mistake can be a problem. A mistake can be, or a mistake being, oh, wow. Okay, what's my part in this? What can I do something about it? And what can I not? And what is the lesson to be learned here, right? So that is my intro. Long, kind of long, but I like to give a story. People that connect with me on the Sue Free site, Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com, when they connect with me on that site, I will always ask you to connect with me, number one, please do, and share my show. Would you please share my show? And secondly, I ask, if there was a topic that you would want to have discussed on the radio, if you have any prayer request, which, by the way, I have 3 prayer requests right now that I have not responded back to. I have not forgotten you. I will get to you, I promise. But I read every single one. But when they come over, I read them, I pray, and then I'll respond back with something. And I always ask, you know, is there any topic or subject matter or whatnot that you would want to have discussed? And people say to me, I like what you're doing. You're genuine. You tell your story. You don't have a problem showing your vulnerabilities. Sometimes I do, though, by the way. Sometimes it's very difficult to open up and, you know, let those maybe bad choices in our lives be exposed because, you know, you never know how someone's going to receive it. You never know if someone's going to throw darts at you later. You don't know that. But I know that my Heavenly Father has got me. I know my Heavenly Father allowed things to happen to me personally, just like things have happened to you. And I believe we are everything that's happened to us to this point. We are all of that. But how we look at all of that will affect our future. So when you're looking at your mistakes, looking at bad choices that you made, because believe me, I've made many. All right? I have. But God's seen me through each and every one. And during the time that we're going through these times, we might not see him. We might not feel his presence. I know there were times when I cried out and said, where are you, Lord? Where are you? And I didn't realize he was there until later. And it's like, oh, yeah, you brought that person in right at the right time. Or that phone call came in and there was this message on my phone or whatever. You know, it's like this, just this instrumental orchestration that happened that you don't realize at the moment it's happening what's happening. But later you look back and go, oh, wow, God was there. That wouldn't have happened, I don't think. That was no coincidence. That was God, right? So all of that to say that our mistakes or mistakes that are made can be wonderful opportunities for improvement. And I use it just that in my workplace at Ecola. Every single problem that comes our way, we say, okay, let's dissect this. Let's look at it. It's an opportunity for improvement. Okay, how can we prevent this from happening next time? What can we do differently? What process can we put in place? What can we say differently in relationships? What can we do differently to get a different result? The result we really want. We have to know what that is, though, right? I'm going to get into this message now. That was the preface for all of this, okay? And Vince Lombardi has this to say, "The price of success is hard work, dedication to the job at hand, and the determination that whether we win or lose, we have applied the best of ourselves to the task at hand." Now, what I take from that is, first of all, you have to define what success is to you. And whether it's at work or it's at home, because mothers, believe me, I know you work harder than anyone. So we don't have to think work as a workplace because your work could be taking care of your children. I know for me, it was like, oh, it was a relief for me to go to work. It was. So dedication. You know, he wants us to give our all in whatever we put our hand to. Whatever we do, do it to the best of your ability. That's what I hear from this. And whether you win or lose is really not the issue. It's if you've given your all, if you've given your best. My employees, when they come to me and they sit in front of me and they're saying, it's time for our review, I look them right in the eyes and I ask them this question. have you given me 100%? And it is interesting how many times their eyes go down and they say, no, I haven't. I know I'm giving 100%. I'm giving more than 100% if that's possible. I'm giving my all. All right. I believe my all is even more than 100%. How could that be? I don't know, but I just believe it is. But when I ask that question, or maybe you could look in the mirror right now, or when you can, if you're driving, please don't do it right now. But it, you know, if when you can look in the mirror and you can say, in my personal life, am I giving 100%? Am I giving 100% to my marriage? Am I giving 100% to being a parent, a mother, a father to my children? Am I giving 100% being a good sister, a good brother? In the workplace, am I giving 100% in the job that I've been expected to do? Or am I just getting by to get a paycheck? You know, only you know that. Well, maybe not. God knows for sure, right? God knows everything. But also your boss probably knows if you're giving your all or not, because he knows or she knows. And in your family, of course, your family members know if you're giving 100% or not. You know, do they feel special? Do they feel loved? Do they feel cared for? Do they feel that you're putting them before yourself? Because that's love, right? So all of that out of this Vince Lombardi statement is giving your all to the task at hand. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5, or San Diegans. Thank you so much for listening on KPRZ. And then we go all the way up and down Southern California. And I'm so blessed and fortunate, not only in just Christian stations, we are syndicated into the secular world on Sundays. Can you believe that? I think that's so exciting. And a new thing that's happening right now is I signed a contract for an entire year on PBS. It's public broadcasting and it's TV. Funny thing about TV, side note, is that, you know, I've been doing radio for several years now. And it's really interesting because radio, you don't see your audience. I'm talking on the radio and I know you're out there, but I can't see your face. I can't see if you squint or if you like sigh or anything. I can't see that. I can't feel that. And TV, there's another element, but I'm still not feeling you other than the Holy Spirit giving me a glimpse of emotion or a feeling of a person. I get a visual sometimes, and it's amazing when that happens, but it does happen. But on TV, there's another element, because now I have to think about, because on radio, you don't have to think about what you look like. You can wear your sweats, you can wear whatever, but on TV, you have to think about, how's my hair? What am I wearing? Do I have anything in my teeth? You know, I mean, seriously, you have to think about all those things. But then there's a whole nother element that I'm now involved in, and it's called keynote speaking. And keynote speaking, you have the radio, which I've been prepared to do now for 7 years. The Lord's been preparing me. And then I've got TV where I'm behind the camera, but I'm not really seeing my audience. I'm not connecting on that level to my audience. And now I have speaking where I have, you know, the audio of speaking like radio. I have TV where I can visually, people can see me, but I can't see them. And now with keynote speaking, it's all of the elements all tied up into. And so I'm learning and I'm being prepared along the way. And isn't that kind of the way, I mean, if you look at your life, isn't that the way your life is going? Where problems, you know, you have these mistakes, you have these problems that come up. And every time you have one of these and you overcome it, however you do and however you come through it, you've learned lessons along the way. Your attitude has a lot to do with it on how you look at things, your perspective and your belief system. But moving forward, all of those things that have happened to you up to this point have prepared you for the next thing, just like the Lord's been preparing me for the next thing, right? It's kind of interesting how it works, but I've been watching my life. It's like a bloom that's starting to unfold and flower, and it's exciting to me. And you know what? I think if you look back and you look at your life, you're going to see the same type of thing as what I'm talking about right now unfold with your life. But if you're young, you know, you don't have as many years to unfold, and you don't have as many mistakes under your belt as probably I do. But we learn from every single one, and that's the point I'm making, is don't beat yourself up over these mistakes. Just look at it with your head and your heart and say, okay, what can I do differently next time, right? It kind of takes a lot of the sting out of it and the pain out of it and the anxiousness, which we'll talk about. So we learn from our mistakes, and here we go. Mistakes teach us to clarify what we really want and how we want to live. The word mistake derives meaning only by comparison to what we desire, what we see as success. So define it for yourself, okay? Noticing and admitting our mistakes helps us get in touch with our commitments, what we really want to be or do or have. Mistakes wake us up and focus our attention like a flashing sign that says, fix this, fix this. The urgency created causes us to focus on issues or problems that make us feel off track. Working on possible solutions, redefining what we want or expect, or re-examining our values or goals can lead us to more clarity about our path. Here's a scripture for you, Proverbs 24:16. For the righteous falls 7 times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity. Mistakes teach us to accept ourselves and that we can be flawed and beloved. We can fully appreciate ourselves even while acknowledging our screw-ups. It is possible to laugh at our mistakes and then work hard to correct them. Most of us have a long history of putting ourselves down when we blow it. But it's a self-defeating habit we must break so that we can start appreciating ourselves, mistakes and all. People who love and care about us will stick with us through all our flaws and floundering. That is so true. Our not-so-perfectness is what makes us unique, and we are loved for it. So we should give ourselves a break. Another scripture, Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Mistakes teach us to accept our fallibility and face our fear. You know, fear is in the Bible 365 times. Fear not. 365 times. One per day. Sometimes even our best efforts just don't work out. We might do everything, I mean everything possible, to achieve a certain result and still fail again and again. When this happens, we can admit that we're stuck. Facing mistakes often takes us straight to the heart of our fears. And when we experience and face those fears, they can disappear. Little side note, I have found that sometimes fear is the biggest stuck we can have, is because if we face it, if we say, okay, what's the worst that can happen in the situation? I've used this and I'll tell you what, it works. Okay, I want to live out in my head the worst scenario that could happen in this decision. And when I do that and I feel what it would feel like for the last, it takes the power away from the fear. Because I've already faced the fear, the worst that could happen in that. It's really kind of a good exercise to do, and I use it quite often. When we are stuck and admit that we can't do it alone, it sends a signal and opens the door for help to show up. God wants us to do that all the time, doesn't he? He wants us to say, come on, God, I want you to, you know, you've got the wheel. I want you to take over. I want you to be in charge here, not me. People, resources, and solutions will appear, especially when we ask for help. He says to ask, doesn't he? And he brings people or solutions to our path. Mistakes teach us about ourselves and how to tell our truth. It is natural to want to cover up our mistakes or be embarrassed by them, to feel like we wish we had a handy mistake eraser or remover. Boy, I've wanted that many times. But being honest about our failures and limitations offers us opportunities to practice telling the truth. Admitting the truth allows us to expand our knowledge of self to know who we are. Admitting the truth allows us to expand our knowledge of self to know who we are, and thus increases our capacity to change. It is like holding up a mirror to ourselves and really seeing. When we tell others about our mistakes, to let them really see us, it allows us to let go of the embarrassment, shame, and blame we may feel so that we can concentrate on learning and growing. You know, that shame and blame game, I have to tell you, is the worst thing that we can be in. And I can tell you right now that I would even add guilt to that. Guilt, shame, blame are all these things that the devil wants us to stay in. And I am telling you right now that if you have a secret, you need to let somebody know your secret. You need to let this out, and you need to find a safe place to do it. Because until you do that and you find the forgiveness for the others and for yourself, you're never going to find the freedom that you really deserve to have and you really need, and God wants you to have it. That's coming from me to you, because I've lived it, and I can tell you that you cannot be freed of the chains of bondage until you do this for yourself. So I know it takes a lot of courage. It takes so much courage to do this, but I'm telling you, it's well worth it. It is. Mistakes teach us through analysis and feedback about what works and what doesn't. It's a reality check. When we experience the consequences of mistakes, we get a clear message about which of our efforts are working and which are not. The feedback we get from our mistakes can be most specific, pointed, and powerful feedback we'll ever get. Many times we can trace mistakes to recurring patterns of belief or behavior, things we do, things we say, and think over and over again. I'm going to stop there on this because of habits. It is so true, and the habits that we do every day can make or break you. You know, if you choose to go to Starbucks every day, you could go broke. Side note, but you could make the coffee at home and you would save a lot of money, and it probably would be healthier coffee for you if there's such a thing. Just the simplest of change of habit can make the change. It's not going to the gym one time that you're going to find the results. It's something that you do every day. If you take a walk, you know, you don't eat that extra piece of bread. You know, just a simple either do more or do less on any habit. And it changes everything. It changes everything, and it's simple things, but it's daily things. It's your habits daily that will make the difference. When we spot and change a habit, we may find that other areas of our lives change for the better. One way to gain maximum benefit from mistakes is to examine them through the filter of powerful questions. How can I use this experience? What will I do differently next time? How will I be different in the future? We will be back with more of Sue Freeze right after this brief break. Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy Tyson stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
If you own or run a small business, here's some straight talk. No hype about how you can save up to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on health benefits, business insurance, and HR issues. A company named Simpolicy can provide A to Z services for your employees to save you countless extra hours of work. Dealing with benefits, workers' comp, human resources, and business insurance. And they can save you money, improving your bottom line by helping with employee management. How much money? Just log on to Simpolicy.com and quickly fill in your employee census. Simpolicy will analyze your info and suggest ways to improve your employee benefits while reducing expenses so you can run your business and let Simpolicy do the drudge work. Find out more at Simpolicy.com. That's SimPolicy.com. Or call 888-980-8150, 888-980-8150, 888-980-8150. Simpolicy, your small business resource, a sister company to Montage Insurance Solutions.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. If you need termite or pest control, please don't hesitate. It is rodent season, and so you need to make sure that those little pitter-patters are taken care of, and we'll take care of that for you. We do all kinds of things, termite, pest control, bed bugs, rodents. Just give Ecola a call, and we'll take care of you. Simpolicy, it's a great program. You know, if you need any insurance, if you're not sure if you need insurance, give them a call. Learning to Breathe, that is a book I wrote when I had my accident. Won't go into details, but I will tell you that it is a book worth reading. So if you know anybody that has respiratory issues, if you have any asthma in your home or friend, please turn them on to the book, would you? Just go to SueFree, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Go there. There is so much information there. There's 7 years of podcasts. There's all kinds of information. And the podcast you can get in iHeart with iTunes or the podcast on the SueFree site. So please go there. And Freeze is spelled like fries. Okay. So where was I? I was talking about mistakes and questions you could ask yourself. When you ask questions like, how will I be different in the future? You know, or how am I doing from a 1 to a 5? How am I doing? That's a really good question to ask anybody that you care for. Psalm 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. I'm going to rest in that a little bit. All right. So mistakes teach us to take responsibility. That is so true. And I really appreciate it when I have a staff member who will accept responsibility for doing or not doing something that caused a problem, because they're owning up to their situation. There's nothing more frustrating personally in a personal relationship where, you know, we go through a lot of things and then something happens and there'll be somebody that just doesn't say, I'm sorry, or doesn't even accept that they had any issue in the whole thing, you know? And it's like, wow, is this ever going to go anywhere? Because they're not even accepting responsibility for their part. And usually when there's some type of conflict, there's usually two sides, maybe even three, to any given situation. So, you know, I say, you know, look for your part, take responsibility for your part, and move on. Learn from it, of course. Sometimes our instinctive reaction to a mistake is to shift blame elsewhere. That, maybe. It's not my fault. You never told me about that. Or the classic, I don't see how this has anything to do with me. Do you know anybody like that? It is more empowering to look for our role in the mistake. Taking responsibility for a failure may not be fun. It's not fun. Of course, it's not fun. But the act of doing so points out what we can do differently next time. Investigating our role reminds us that our choices and our actions have a huge influence on the quality of our lives. Man, that is so true. And you know what? It feels so good, even if you think it's going to hurt, to say, you know, that's my fault, or I take the responsibility, or I made a mistake. Even if you think that there's going to be backlash or pain, to not take responsibility, even if it's not verbally said, is causing damage in that relationship. It just is. And you don't want that, do you? I mean, relationships, we want to grow closer, don't we? We want to grow in understanding in our relationships, whether it's at work or it's at home. Relationships, that's where it's at. It's in the relationship. And don't you want to be the best you can be? And don't you want to learn from your mistakes? I know I do. But you know what? Everybody's different. I'm just saying, this is what they're saying here, is how to deal with mistakes. Mistakes teach us about integrity. Boy, that's a big word. Mistakes often happen when we break promises, overcommit, agree to avoid conflict, or fail to listen fully. Big mistakes often start as small errors. Over time, tiny choices that run counter to our values or goals can accumulate into breakdowns. Even our smallest choices have power. So it is important we pay attention to the integrity of the choices we make every day, every moment. We are making choices every moment. Mistakes can be a signal that our words and our actions are out of alignment. In that case, we can re-examine our intentions, reconsider our commitments, and adjust our actions. You know what the beauty of that is? Is that every minute we have breath, we have a choice, and every minute we have breath, we have another chance, don't we? To make things right, to set things straight, you know, to start new every morning. It's so wonderful that we have that opportunity to do that. That's kind of refreshing for me. I don't know. For you, is it refreshing to you? You don't have to keep beating yourself up. What is or what was is just that. So what you can do now is start anew right now. You can make a choice based on what you've heard right here. Hopefully something triggered inside of you to say, oh, I can relate to that. Or, oh, you know what? She's so right. And I'm going to make a change right now. I'm going to change one habit, one thing that I'm doing on a regular basis that's not doing me any good. I'm going to make a change today to change that habit. And instead of doing this, I'm going to do this. And do you know what takes, I've heard, 21 days to create a habit. That's what we say at Ecola. It takes 21 days. So we give any person that we're trying to get new things to happen, we give them 21 days to make it happen. So I think it's a good rule of thumb. Mistakes teach us to engage in our lives to live fully. We are not our behaviors, and we are more than our mistakes. We can remember that our history does not have to predict our future. Oh, I love that. And then remember that we have an opportunity to go all in, to participate fully. Many people, when faced with a big mistake, begin to pull back, to retreat. Instead, we can use the failure as evidence that we are growing. We are risking and stretching to meet our potential. And your potential is the potential that God created you for. You realize that, right? Mistakes help us to remember that we are not content to play it safe, that we understand that without risk, there is sometimes no reward. Mistakes allow us to inspire others. They may be inspired when we are courageous and make our private struggles public. Okay, now that's not easy to do, is it? Especially when you're right in the middle of it. They might decide to live differently. When a lifelong smoker who's dying of emphysema talks about the value of being smoke-free, we might listen. The same kind of contribution also occurs when we speak candidly about less serious mistakes. As parents, we can teach our children that it is okay to fail because we are willing to let them see our failures and mistakes. This gives us opportunities to talk through what we could or would have done differently. These are powerful lessons for those around us. Gosh, that's so true. So here's a scripture. God says, and this is Matthew 6:25-33. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. I love that. Another one of my favorite verses is Philippians 4:4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And then 4:6, it says, be anxious for nothing, is one I lean on so often. To be anxious for nothing. Because so often life makes us anxious, doesn't it? It just gets us anxious. And I can remember at my young age when I was newly married and newly parenting, and I felt like every single thing that happened was just enormous. It was just this huge thing where everything was going to trample down on me if I didn't get it right. And I put all this incredible pressure on myself to be all that. And you know what? We can strive for excellence, and I do every day. And I really lean on my employees to strive for excellence every day. I want to be better today than I was yesterday. But we can be too hard on ourselves, which I was, and I've learned from that. And I now listen to the Bible and listen to the Lord when he says, be anxious for nothing. And I take a breath. And I say this to say it to you, that if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling like your life is just overwhelming, if it's just overwhelming because of all the things that are going on, life is spinning so fast that you just can't get off the merry-go-round. I can relate. And I can tell you that maybe you need to step off. Maybe you need to say no. I'm telling you these things because this is my life. Sue Freeze has had to say no, and Sue Freeze has to step off, you know? And I'm saying it because sometimes the Lord wants us to be still. And be still to me is like the hardest thing in the world, for Sue Freeze to be still. But I'll tell you what, when I make the time, when I force, and it is a forced action for me, but when I force myself to be quiet and still and to be in the presence of the Lord and just pray and talk to him, just him and I, just the two of us. But when I do that, there is no better time. That time is precious. And I had people before I experienced this firsthand that would explain this, and I'm like, I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. I'm like, really? You know, I mean, I start to pray and then I either fall asleep or I start to pray or read the Bible and it's like I doze off or my brain goes somewhere else, right? I can't stay on it. And I get that too. But with time and repetitive action, with, it's not really a habit, but there's a desire that comes with it because you want to have this personal relationship with the Lord, because he has designed you to have relationship with him. So if I could suggest anything to you, I would suggest having some still time, to have some quiet time. And ask the Lord to reveal to you areas in your life that need attention. Areas in your life that, you know, you might be blinded to. You might not even realize that there is an issue. And when he shows you, you know, just listen. Maybe journal it, write it down. And then see how the Lord just brings you through. See what happens, because it's amazing. It is just absolutely amazing. You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And I'm going to read from this book that I just adore, Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence, because that's exactly what happens, is you get peace. And in this going time where I know me, I'm just like going, 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 and you probably are, whether you like it or not. It's almost like I don't want this, but it seems to be happening anyway, from emails and texting and just all the things that are coming at us all the time. It's very difficult to just slow it down. But when I do, oh, it's so awesome. I am ever so near you, hovering over your shoulder, reading every thought. People think that thoughts are fleeting and worthless, but yours are precious to me. I smile when you think lovingly of me. My spirit, who lives within you, helps you to think my thoughts. As your thinking goes, so goes your entire being. Let me be your positive focus. When you look to me, knowing me as God with you, you experience joy. This is according to my ancient design. When I first crafted man, modern man seeks his positive focus elsewhere in sports, sensations, acquiring new possessions, advertising capitalizes on the longing of people for a positive focus in their lives. I planted that longing in human souls, knowing that only I could fully satisfy it. Delight yourself in me. Let me become the desire of your heart. And the verse that's here is, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. He wants you to have the desires of your heart. And I know each and every one of you is longing for those desires in your heart and your life. And he's telling you how to get it. He's telling you right here the secret key of how you can have the desires of your heart. There's the answer right there. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Do you believe that? Psalm 37:4. Do you believe that? And because Valentine's is coming, I want to read the Valentine's page. Sarah Young is the writer of this book, and she's got a message for every single day. So here's for Valentine's Day. Are you listening? Give yourself fully to the adventure of today. Walk boldly along the path of life, relying on your ever-present companion. You have every reason to be confident because my presence accompanies you all the days of your life and onward into eternity. Do not give in to fear or worry, those robbers of abundant living. Trust me enough to face problems as they come rather than trying to anticipate them. Fix your eyes on me, the author and perfecter of your faith, and many difficulties on the road ahead will vanish before you reach them. Whenever you start to feel afraid, remember that I am holding you by your right hand. Nothing can separate you from my presence. And here's two scriptures for you. I love scriptures, and people say they like my stories, and they like it when I read scriptures. So here you go. Hebrews 12:2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. I hope this has been encouraging for you, and I hope that you have the Valentine's Day that you desire. And if not this Valentine's Day, maybe it's next one. Maybe it's 2017 that you're going to have the Valentine's Day that you've desired for so long. 2017, I'm looking forward to 2017. I know 2016 just started, but I have this thing about 17. So I'm really looking forward to the year 2017. I think it's going to be an absolutely amazing year. And I think this year is prep for that, at least for me. And I will tell you that I have a bittersweet for Valentine's Day because my father, he died of lung cancer, and he died on the 11th of February. But guess what day they decided to bury him? Well, he was cremated. But guess what day they chose? It was my stepmother. She decided to have the arrangements on Valentine's Day. So I have this bittersweet feeling every Valentine's Day. You know, it's like I'm happy and I'm sad all at the same time. So for me, it has a bittersweet thing going on. I want to give you an update. You know, I talked to you about a couple who had needed bone marrow transplant, Destiny, and she was married a couple Saturdays ago. And remember, we were talking about we weren't sure she was going to make it to her wedding. She still needs a bone marrow transplant. And if you go to the Destiny podcast, you'll hear that message. But their wedding vows were the most amazing wedding vows I've ever heard. What they did is they got married in San Diego at a house, a beautiful home on a hill. It was just beautiful. And they recorded what they wanted, their story of how they met, how they felt, how the Lord intervened in their lives, and just their commitment to one another and their love for one another. And I don't think there was a dry eye in the house, and all the married people were drawing nearer to each other, and it was just so special. So I asked them permission to put this whole segment on my website. It's not up yet, but it's coming. And I will tell you that it's something you're going to want to listen to. And I think any married couple should aspire to what they said and what they did on this wedding. It was just beautiful. She does still need a bone marrow transplant. And what she's been told is because she's got different cultures, it's going to be hard to get a match. There's going to be a very difficult time to get a match. So they say that you have to be a certain percentage in order for it to have a chance to work, but they're going to have to try anyway. And so that's where that is. The other story I want to give you an update is my sister-in-law's daughter. They had twins, and they had them preemie. They came out way before they were supposed to. Samara and Elijah, and they came out before they were even 5 months old. They were so tiny, tiny, tiny. Samara didn't make it. The daughter didn't make it, and they had to bury her. But Elijah is still hanging on. And Tani is doing Facebook to keep everybody up on the story, and she does pictures. And Tani, I've known Tani for many, many years. And since she was a baby, and now she's having babies, so a long time. And Tawny was never one to talk about her relationship with the Lord. She never was one to be bold or vocal about anything to do with God or Jesus or faith or belief, any of that. And during this whole thing that's going on, she's expressing her dependence. She's expressing on the miracle of how God is seeing her through this, how God is an almighty healer, and how just the story of events, I think she could write a book, and I think she should. And it's really an amazing story. So on Facebook, I post her story, and it's really wonderful. And I'm going to have a page on the Sue Free site for Elijah also, because it's an ongoing struggle. But Elijah is now breastfeeding as of like two days ago, I think was the first time. And I think the baby's been in the hospital for over a month. And so Tawny, just seeing her going through all of this is just amazing, amazing. And to see God working through the relationships and the people, the nursing staff, the doctors, everybody is seeing all of this and they just can't believe the miracle Elijah. They can't believe that this could really be happening, and it's happening right in front of their faces. So it's really an amazing thing to see and experience. So I really would like for you to connect with me on the Sue Free site. Connect with me. Give me the story. Tell me the prayers that you would like. Share my show with other people. If you know somebody that would like to be a guest on the show, I love to have guests on this show. If you know somebody that would like to sponsor or advertise on this show, we go from San Diego up to Paso Robles via radio, real radio, like, you know, radio. But on the internet, we go all over the world. Another story that's happened. Remember how I was talking about the celebration, the launch of the Sue Freeze? I mentioned it a couple times a couple of weeks ago. Well, I did the celebration, my first time really in front of people talking about my life story. And since then, I had a gentleman who asked if the video from that event could be put on this entrepreneur businesswoman teaching globally, and it's going to be translated into 17 languages. I can't even believe it. It's amazing. So listen, do what God asks you to do. Be a blessing to someone each and every day, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
This has been the Sue Free Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.